He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Excited to be here today, and we're going to tell you why Stars is such a great organization and why we're here. Roger Dinwiddle is with us, the CEO of Stars Nashville. And Roger, thanks so much for having us. We always enjoy it.
It's a great place. Thanks so much for having me for a few minutes. And what a great day today. Goodness gracious, it's really gotten to be a gorgeous morning. So we're grateful you guys are here. Thanks so much for being out.
So this is something that you guys have done for a long time. Why is this such a special event to get the word out about Stars?
Yep. Well, it's important for a whole lot of reasons. Number one, it's our 33rd year of the tournament, which is really pretty amazing for the life of a golf tournament in Nashville, since there's one about every day. And 33 years, it's the Hart Classic. And Patricia Hart, the late Patricia Hart, was one of our founding board members. And this is in her name and her husband's Rhodes. And so Patricia helped start this thing back in the mid-80s to address the issue of substance abuse and substance misuse and with kids. And today we've grown from that one staff person, and I have one and a half, and I was the half when we started in 86, to we've got 227 staff members now across the Middle Tennessee area, serving about 200 school sites, and we also run an intensive outpatient treatment program. This tournament does a great job of helping providing resources to make all that possible for us.
STARS stands for?
Well, it used to stand for Students Taking a Right Stand, but then we started moving into more community work, and so we dropped the students part because now we work with juvenile court, work with, we have regional overdose prevention specialists, so it's really changed a lot over the course of the last, obviously, 37 years.
And I'll tell you this, I've got a 17-year-old son who I love more than life itself, but it's hard being a kid today.
Man,
it's hard.
It's hard being a parent, too.
Right.
You know,
so,
I mean, it's really tough. And, I mean, you know, you think about it, the things that that our young men and women are facing today that, honestly, I mean, as bad as and crazy it was that many years ago, it's just nothing like it is today.
Yeah.
And then post-pandemic, the mental health issues is probably the largest part of what we do today. Anxiety, depression, and seriously, just coming out of the pandemic, we grew so much just because schools needed help doing what we were doing.
How much have you learned about the mental health part? Because I think we've all as a society had to learn about that because we've all gone through stress or, you know, being sad over something or what have you, but it was never really talked about like it is now.
Breaking the stigma has been the big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think what you said is really important because there was, you know, it had been mental health issues forever.
Sure.
But I think the pandemic just brought it to the surface, especially when parents were home with their kids going, oh my gosh, what do I do now? Okay.
Right.
Our referrals went off the chart shortly after the school shut down.
Roger Dinwiddle is with us, the CEO of Stars Nashville.
What's working? Give me positive. I'm a positive guy. I know there's a lot of positive working.
Yeah.
What's working positive?
I think what's working positive is schools have embraced this in a way that has obviously it's demonstrated it because we've added 100-plus staff people since COVID. Okay, so addressing that issue. And the good news is we know that one-on-one works great with kids that need help and support. We also know that small groups work really well to help kids have the kind of support they need in buildings. And the stories that we see coming out of the work of our therapists and counselors today, really amazing. Like all of a sudden you see kids who come forward and you got a mom or a dad who will say, you know what, my kid would not talk about anything until they started talking about this stuff. And now because of your counselor, your therapist in the building, they've begun to really open up. And we see not only great progress academically and socially and emotionally, but also we see better relationships at home.
You know,
those are the good news pieces.
Good. You know, because my generation, I'm 55. The thought of me at 16 years old going to a therapist be like, he's lost his mind. Now I think if you don't go, there's something wrong with you. How it's changed, right?
The doors are open. Yeah. I mean, to your point, I mean, I'm 70, and it's like, holy cow, what in the world? You know, I would have never dreamt of talking to anybody about what was really going on. The other point, too, I think a lot of kids have really been able to open up about what's going on in their families with supports in their home because, again, COVID sort of brought up all the issues that were really going on at home as well.
Right.
So that's another big part of what we do today.
And I, you know, I'm not the perfect parent. Trust me, I'm nowhere close to that. But what I do, though, what I think is important, Roger, is that I engage with my son as much as I can. You know, he's like, oh, here comes Dad again. I know who his friends are. I know his way. But I give him his space.
Yeah.
But I engage with him in a level that we talk and see what's going on instead of like, do your homework. You know, yeah. It's more than that.
I think parents today have done a really much better job, if you will, of facing the realities that we got to talk to our kids and keep them engaged. They got to feel connection from their moms, dads, guardians, whoever's raising them.
Somebody listening right now and saying to themselves, hey, I want to help this great organization. How can people get involved with STARS?
Two ways. Either give us a buzz, 615-279-0058, or go to our website, starsnashville.org, and there's a way to submit questions, information, requests on the website, starsnashville.org, and we do respond to those pretty quickly.
And people, confidential, I mean, it's
yeah,
all
absolutely.
Okay, so it's, yeah.
Anonymous, good. Confidential, good. Those kind of things as well.
You bet. We love our partnership with STARS, and obviously the star that you have in Aaron Donick, half of one Willie Donick, is certainly awesome because she's a ball of sunshine. That's what we like to say
absolutely
about Aaron. Roger,
thanks so much for having us today.
We
appreciate y'all being here today, too.
Again, starsnashville.com.
Starsnashville.org.
Org. Yeah, org. I'm glad you said that.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, y'all.